Chazal tell us, Kol der she'im beis hamikdash nivne b'yomov, kilo nechrav b'yomov. Chazal tell us that a generation that the beis hamikdash is not built within its days is as if the beis hamikdash was nechrav in its days. One can this Chazal and say that it has nothing to do with the individual person. One can say that Chazal are talking about a tviya to a der, a tviya to the generation in a whole, to Klal Yisrael in a whole, that if that generation did not build Mashiach, then that generation as a whole had on it a tviya that it was kilo nechrav b'yomov. But when one talks about the individual, a person thinks that this Chazal isn't pertinent to him, this Chazal doesn't mean him, the Chazal are only talking about the generation as a whole. Truthfully, we have to understand what does it mean that a der, that the Beis HaMikdash was not built, is as if it wasn't, as if it was Nechrav B'yomov. The Sfasemes in Likutim, Parshas Devarim, asks a very simple question. What is easier to happen? Is it easier to protect something from getting taken away from someone? Or is it easier to get something? Everybody understands that once a person has something and we want to take it away from him, the person has to have something very difficult, have done something very, something that some kind of transgression that should be so harsh that should cause to take away something as precious as the Beis HaMikdash from them. But in order to build the Beis HaMikdash that we don't have, then we have to have a lot of tchusim that the Rebbeinu Shem should give us back a Beis HaMikdash. So how is it that Chazal tell us that a der that doesn't have the koyach, doesn't have the power to build a Beis HaMikdash, is as if the Beis HaMikdash was nechrav, destructed by Yomov? It is not, maybe, if we would have a Beis HaMikdash, our chatom wouldn't be enough to make chor of the Beis HaMikdash. But still, we don't have enough tchusim to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Sosemis asks as a question, and it's a very interesting question. It's a food for a lot of thought, how to discuss the inyan of Kol Der Shelo Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yomov Kilo Nechrav B'Yomov. How is it that we build the Beis HaMikdash? What is the ingredients needed for us to build back the Beis HaMikdash, to get a Beis HaMikdash? Many of us have heard many different drashes of what chatoim or what maisim tovim can cause binyan Beis HaMikdash. But there is a piece of Sosemes in Parshas Terumah which tells us how we build the Beis HaMikdash and with what ingredients Klal Yisrael can build the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Re'ei, L'shichnoi sidrishu uvas ha'shama. The Pasuk tells us there is one thing that brings a person back to Beis HaMikdash. The one thing that brings a person back to Beis HaMikdash is L'shichnoi sidrishu, gisha, that a person should have ishtekikus, a person should have a rotzein, a person should have a longing for the Beis HaMikdash. He should want the Beis HaMikdash, and he should be having himself feel sense of something missing that he doesn't have a Beis HaMikdash. That is the ingredients that a person needs to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. In the words of the Sasamis in Parshas Shmei, in Parshas Terumah, Shnas Tov Reish Nun, he tells us that if it would be a time that Klal Yisrael would be Menadei V'Libom, they would have Nidvas Halev, they would have true Nidivas Halev, and true Ratzin, that they would have a true Ishtekikis to have a Beis HaMikdash, the Chazal would tell us that right away the Beis HaMikdash would be built. All that is needed truthfully to the Beis HaMikdash is that we should have Ishtekikus, we should have a true longing for the Beis HaMikdash. And that is why Chazal tell us that we can't say that we don't have enough tchusim to build the Beis HaMikdash, because the truth is that Beis HaMikdash does not get built with tchusim. Beis HaMikdash is not built with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Beis HaMikdash is built with a sense of longing, a sense of ishtekikus, a sense of feeling that something is missing from our life, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And when a person would realize that something is missing, and people would realize that they have to be longing for a Beis HaMikdash, then the Beis HaMikdash would get built. And that is why Chazal are able to tell us, because we are not asking for anything more than one thing. Chazal tell us, one thing we are asking for is only l'shichnai sidrishu uvasa shama. But the Sasamas adds words that gives every individual an eschaibus. The Sasamas says in the following words, I will quote exactly what he says, Gam beprat kol ish Yisrael. This thing is also for every single person as a prat, as an individual. Lefi avaydosei yochay liskeis l'ruach hakeidesh. Dvarim niflaim from a Sasamas. He makes an equation. There is a Beis HaMikdash for all of Klal Yisrael, and there is for every Yochid the availability and the possibility to attain a Madrega of Ruach HaKedish. And the same that is needed for a generation to bring down the Beis HaMikdash, the same is needed for every individual to be Zeiche to Ruach HaKedish. So just as if we know that Kaldeir Shalei Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yamav Kilon Nechrav B'yamav, we know that the generation as a whole is lacking Ishtoikikus, is lacking longing for Hashem Yisbarach and lacking longing for a Beis HaMikdash. So too we know that every individual that has not attained a Darga of Ruach HaKedesh is missing the Darga, is missing the Madrega of Ishtoikikus needed to bring down a Beis HaMikdash. Because if he as an individual, the Sasamas tells us, would have that amount of longing and that amount of akara that the Beis HaMikdash is his chiyus, he would attain at least as an individual the Darga of Ruach HaKedesh. Which means that the Sasamas is telling us that we cannot pass off the buck and say that it doesn't belong to us, it belongs to the generation. It belongs to every single individual who realizes that none of us have ever attained, and none of us have ever lived in Olam HaDimyon to think that we have attained a Madrega of Ruach HaKedesh. And we know then that we are missing the amount of L'shichnai Sidrishu, we are missing the amount of Drisha needed, we are missing the amount of Ishtoikikis needed in order to get back a Beis HaMikdash. The question is, why is it that we don't have longing for the Beis HaMikdash? Why is it that we can say in davening that the Beis HaMikdash is called Beis Chayenu, which means, translates in other words, to mean that the Beis HaMikdash is the house of our life, the house of our achias, that's where we would sustain our life from? And if a person is missing the Beis Chayenu, he should realize that he's missing something that he needs, something that's essential for him to go on. Without it he cannot exist. He would realize that without a Beis HaMikdash he can't be existing at all. And then he would long for a Beis HaMikdash. Why is it that we can't, at least for a time, sometimes in our life, feel that the Beis HaMikdash is missing from us? That we should be able to have Ishtoikikus and a Rotzein and a Tshuka, that we should have a Beis HaMikdash? Why is it that we are missing? Let us tell over what Gedolei Yisrael, how they reacted to the Inyan of Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Heilige Chazainish, who lived in our times, there are probably many people here that was Zeiche to live in the same generation, at least to be born while the Chazainish was still living. And the Chazainish lived in Bnei Brak. Only twice in his life, to my knowledge, was the Chazainish ever in Yerushalayim. From these two times that the Chazainish was in Yerushalayim in HaKadosh, he only went once to the Kesel Maravi. When the Chazan Ish was by the Kesel Maravi, the Chazan Ish suffered a slight heart attack standing by the Kesel Maravi for the first time in his life, and for 2 weeks he was lying in bed sick. From seeing the Kesel Maravi once and being so moved by seeing Shrid Beis Mikdashenu, by seeing what the Ribbono Shel Olam left over one wall as a zikaron of Kedushas HaMikdash, he was able to feel such sorrow, was able to feel such pain, that the pain caused him physical pain, that he was suffered a slight heart attack and he was confined to bed for 2 weeks. cause of being by the Kaisel Maravi. The Rav Shua Leib Diskin lived in Shalayim Er HaKedesh, in the Altstadt, and he had a porch facing the Kaisel Maravi. Rav Shua Leib never in his life walked out onto this porch. Once people tried to impress on him, why not? Why not walk out and see the Kaisel Maravi? Why not walk out on this porch? And when Rabbi Shua Leib listened to them for the first time and walked out onto this porch to see the Makom HaMikdash, to see the Kaisel Maravi, he wasn't even able to speak. He lost his power of speech. He was so dumbfounded by what he saw, by the power of the Kedushas of Beis HaMikdash, and realizing what is missing for us, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The pain caused him to lose his speech. That is the way Kadmeinim looked at Makom HaMikdash, and that is the way they felt when they saw Makom HaMikdash and they reminded themselves of Makom HaMikdash. That's how much pain they was caused, and that's how much longing to the Beis HaMikdash they had. Why is it that we cannot live like that? Why is it that we don't have the kayach and the power to feel a true avelis for the Beis HaMikdash? Why is it that we are so indifferent to the 3 weeks, to the 9 days, to Tisha B'Av itself, that we can't really sit down and cry on the Beis HaMikdash? Napoleon was once in Eretz Yisrael and he came to the Makom HaMikdash, and he happened to come on Tisha B'Av, and he saw people sitting and crying by the Kaisel Maravi, and he asked them, what are you crying about? And they explained to him that there was a Beis HaMikdash here for some thousands and something years before, and there was once a Beis HaMikdash, and the Romans came and were machrev the Beis HaMikdash and were crying on Churban Beis HaMikdash, and they explained to him what the Beis HaMikdash was about. And Napoleon answered them, the Beis HaMikdash is not Charev, because if you could still cry on the Beis HaMikdash after 1700 years, that means that the Beis HaMikdash still lives within you. Because if it wouldn't live within you, then you wouldn't be able to cry on it. It's truly a Chazal. Chazal tell us that when Yaakov Avinu lost Yosef HaTzadik, he did not want to accept Divrei Nechama. Why didn't he accept Divrei Nechama? Because he was still living. And when he was still living, he wouldn't be able to accept Divrei Nechama. If he would have been truly, like they said, Taref, Taref, Yosef, if truly Yosef HaTzadik wouldn't have been alive, then he would have been able to accept Nechama. When something still lives, a person cries over it. When something is no more there, when a person has to part with something and he loses his connection with it, he cannot cry. If we cannot sit down and truly cry on the Beis HaMikdash, it means our connection with the Beis HaMikdash has been cut off. There is before was still connected to the Beis HaMikdash. They knew what the Beis HaMikdash was. They realized that the Beis HaMikdash was missing. We don't. Why is it that we don't? Why is it that it's so hard for us? Maybe we should start off by talking about something that is negeya today in our lives as Eden. I want to make a small akdoma to what I am saying. I'm going to talk about a topic which others might take as talking about a political topic. I am not talking about the political part of it. I am not talking about what is right and what is wrong, not opi Torah, and not opi Malchus, or not opi anything. I am talking about what the Chiev of a Yid is, and how far we are from being able to associate with our Chiev as Yidin. In 10 days or so, there will be in Eretz Yisrael something called disengagement. What does disengagement mean? To most of us, lighter disengagement means something that has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the people who live there, and it doesn't have to touch my life or my private life in any way whatsoever. But let us take for a minute and see what our Sayyid has to think about Achenu B'nai Yisrael, and how a Yid's Machshava has to be. As the Emes Sayyid, as one who is truly Noise Ba'el Im Chaveiroi. What does it mean, Noise Ba'el Im Chaveiroi? What does it mean that, how do I have to understand when 10,000 Yidden of Achenu B'nai Yisrael are being moved from their place of where they have lived, what it means for 10,000 of Achenu B'nai Yisrael to lose their panoses, what it means for Achenu B'nai Yisrael to be in such tzar. True, many of us have differences of opinion if it is right or wrong to make settlements. Right Api Torah, if Gedolei Torah thought that this was the right way to do or this was not the right way to do. But they do not deserve to be punished, that we should not think about them, we should not say tefillos to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Which person here can say that he added a capital Tillim to his daily schedule to say Tillim for Achenu B'nai Yisrael who are suffering such tzar? Who here could say that he added a capital Tillim in his daily schedule for realizing that in 10 days we are giving back a chelik of Eretz Yisrael back to the Goyim? Does we realize that we are going back into Golus again? So somebody is going to tell me that I'm talking a very Zionistic approach. Who says that Yidden have to live in Eretz Yisrael? Who says that it's wrong to give back pieces of Eretz Yisrael? Why is it wrong? The Tver Shleimer was as rochik of Zionism as could be. And the Tver Shleimer writes in Parshas Masai, in today's, what we in the Parsha that we read today, the Tver Shleimer writes that when we think about Makom HaMikdash and we think about Eretz Yisrael, besides the fact that we are not there, the Shechina HaKadosh is not in Eretz Yisrael, there is a separate inyan of tzar. There is a separate inyan of tzar that the Yishmaelim, that's what it says in Tver Shleima, are sitting on Makom HaMikdash, and the Yishmaelim are sitting in Eretz Yisrael. When Eretz Yisrael has nobody there, when no Goyim live there, that alone is a shtikol nechama. Kol Yimei Shama is a nechama for Eretz Yisrael. Giving back Eretz Yisrael into Arab hands means that Eretz Yisrael is going in back to the hands of Yishmaelim, and it's something that a Yid with a little bit of a heart of a Yid, with a little bit zika to the Ribbono Shel Olam, should hurt him enough that he should say a capital Tehillim for it. Let us think more. Let us think. There is a sakana niflaa admiyot that this engagement should cause, that Achenu B'nai Yisrael should one on another pick up a hand. Achenu B'nai Yisrael should one another cause Chas V'Shalom. The Ribbono Shel Olam should be Shema Matzul, should be cause an inyan of Shvichas Damim. Everybody knows that the Sekana exists, that a Yid should kill a Yid. What did we read today in the Torah? V'lo Yisachnifu Es Haaretz. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ritzeach Shmiras Nefesh that the worst aveda that there is Shvichas Damim k'moy shekasev v'lo yisachnifu es haaretz. The worst thing that could happen is Shvichas Damim between a Yid and a Yid. Why don't we say Tillim that a Yid shouldn't kill a Yid, that Chas V'Shalom there shouldn't be a Ritzicha between Klal Yisrael? This engagement means that a Kasim rocket that today hits Shteirot is in the availability to hit Ashdod. Those are 4 points to ask a question: where are we with our Tillim? Where are we with our Tillim? It is no difference to us, the political, because nobody asks us what is right and what is wrong, and it's only a bittles man to talk about it. What Gedolei Yisrael held about settlements is not negayan now in the Eitz Tzara. Now in the Eitz Tzara Liyakov, and we are indifferent to it, we are cold to it, we are in a darga of ikvus in the Mashiach, that we are not margish the tzar of the ismul that is cutting a part of us and causing so much pain, and we live the same like we lived yesterday. Why is it? Because we live a self-centered life. We live a life that everything turns around me. What is good for me is good for me. What disturbs me is what causes me pain. Everything that is not around me does not cause me pain, does not cause me to be misera, does not cause me to sink. What's happening in Gush Katif It's something far away from me. It doesn't bother me. If I have Kiraven there, then maybe it will bother me. If I have somebody close to me, then maybe it will bother me. But for me sitting here to be bothered by what is going on over there, in today's day and life that we live a self-centered life, we live thinking about ourselves and what is good for ourselves and what is not good for ourselves, is what is kaveya, is what says what is right and what is wrong. We cannot think about another person's tzar. We cannot live another person's tzar. It doesn't cause us to change our ways. It doesn't cause us to be nis'eirer. It doesn't cause us to say tilim. It doesn't cause us to be mekabel on ourselves, to change our lives. So let us take a kal v'chaymeh ben b'nei shel kal v'chaymeh. If we talk to ourselves and we tell ourselves, why don't we cry over the Beit HaMikdash? Why is it that we cannot become nis'eirer over the Beit HaMikdash? The reason is because if our life, in our eyes, there is nothing missing, then why am I missing a Beit HaMikdash? Why do I need a Beit HaMikdash? There is nothing pushing me to think that I need a Beit HaMikdash. Because in my life, the way I live my life, I feel very comfortable and I don't see any need for a Beit HaMikdash. And that is why the tshuka and the longing that we need to build a Beit HaMikdash is so missing in our generation. Because we cannot associate with Tzar HaShchina if we cannot associate with the Tzar of Achenu B'nai Israel. Can we stand here and talk that the Shechina HaKadosh is b'tzar because it cannot be b'tachteinim, because there's no Beit HaMikdash v'ashras HaShechina, and that causes us to cry when we cannot see for our eyes the Tzar of Achenu B'nei Yisrael? Can we be nis'eirer to Tzar HaShechina when we are so far from thinking about the Shechina HaKadosh? So of course, there is from before which lived with a kesher to Ribbono Shel Olam, Doris which knew what the Ribbono Shel Olam knew, the Ribbono Shel Olam from close, realized what we're missing from a Beit HaMikdash, realized the tzar of the Shechina HaKadosh without a Beit HaMikdash, realized what a Yid doesn't have when he doesn't have a Beit HaMikdash, realized that he needs a Beit HaMikdash because it's Beis Chayenu. The Beit HaMikdash is his life. The Beit HaMikdash is what will sustain him. He'll be able to live like a Yid has to live when there'll be a Beit HaMikdash. And that's why he longed so much for the Beit HaMikdash. But us, when we live our lives, do we really think that we need a Beit HaMikdash? And if we don't think that we need a Beit HaMikdash, it is very hard for us to try to cry and to long for the Beit HaMikdash when it comes the 9 days, when it comes Tisha B'Av. And that is the true answer why we are missing the longing to the Beit HaMikdash. The true answer why we're missing to the longing to the Beit HaMikdash is because we don't know why we need a Beit HaMikdash. It's a very blunt statement, and I don't mean to hurt anybody, but if we'll think, and we'll think truly, why do I need a Beit HaMikdash? And we'll come to the conclusion that we need a Beit HaMikdash, and the more you'll think about it, and you'll truly understand that we need a Beit HaMikdash, then there isn't a person in this audience that will not be able to cry, that will not be able to sit down and cry, why the Beit HaMikdash is not here. It's just that we don't sit down and think, and we don't have the time to think, and we have nothing to push us to think why we need a Beit HaMikdash. But let us think how much we are missing because we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. Let us think what it means missing a Beit HaMikdash, and then we maybe will be able to have a longing for a Beit HaMikdash. Let us think what we had when we had a Beit HaMikdash, what we will have when we have a Beit HaMikdash. Truthfully, to talk about the Beit HaMikdash and compare it to Beit HaMikdash Rishon and Beit HaMikdash Sheni is not right. Because there's a Meir Dikivart in Yismach Moshe, which Yismach Moshe said, a Moshel Nifle. There was once a king that wanted to plant a tree in his garden. A tree that was a special tree. But if he would have planted that tree in his garden now, as the first tree planted in the garden, the earth did not have enough nutrients to be able to cause that tree, that the tree should be able to grow the way it should. So what does he do? He brings a tree not as good as this tree. And he plants it, and the tree causes the nutrients of the earth to build up. Then he uproots the first tree and plants a second tree. the second tree stronger than the first tree. And the second tree builds up the nutrients of the earth, the strength of the earth, that it should be able to plant finally the third tree, that's the true tree that he wants in his garden. So true, so the same, says the Yismach Moshe. Migdash Hashem Koinenu Yodecha. The Rebbeinu Shalom made an achana for the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. How did the Rebbeinu Shalom make achana for the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi? This world is not worthy of having a Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. This world is not happy, worthy of having such Kedusha at Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. So the Rebbeinu Shalom brought a Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and took it away. The Rebbeinu Shalom brought a Beis HaMikdash HaShani and took it away. And that is the preparation for the glory of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, which we don't even have an asog to what the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be when it comes. We can only understand it if we understand what Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and HaSheni was, then we'll understand that Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be something out of the ordinary compared even to Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. The Kozhin Tzemagid writes in Sefer Yokar Mipos that when the Beit HaMikdash will be built, the Beit HaMikdash truly was never Charef. The Rebbeinu Shlom took the Beit HaMikdash as it is to the Shemayim. Charef were only stones on this world which looked like they burnt, but truly the Rebbeinu Shlom took up the Beit HaMikdash to Shemayim. And when Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built, the Kozhin Tzemagid tells us, the Rebbeinu Shlom will bring down the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon, the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, and on top of the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, there will be built the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Meaning to say that the only way a Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi can be built is only because there's a Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and Beis HaMikdash HaSheni under it. Just like the explanation of the Yismach Moshe. That is the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi that's going to come down Beheira B'Yameinu to be implanted on this world on top of the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. What was the Beis HaMikdash? What can we talk today to make us think that we need a Beis HaMikdash? What was the Beis HaMikdash? I saw today in Amendel Shklova, a Talmud of the Heilige Goyin of Vilna, Zchusei Yogin Aleinu, that he tells us, Eidover Nifne, Beis HaMikdash is B'Gematria Beis Avosam. What does he mean with this Gematria? What does he mean with this Gematria, the Beis HaMikdash is B'Gematria Beis Avosam? I think to use it in a very simple way. Truly, we cannot talk to ourselves about the Beis HaMikdash because we are so far from the Beis HaMikdash. To tell us what the Beis HaMikdash was, it's very hard for us to understand. But let every single person here imagine the house of his grandfather, his great-grandfather, his great-great-grandfather. Every single person realizes that Beis Avosam, the house of my grandfather and the house of my great-grandfather, how much Kedusha was in that house? How much are we separated from that house? The Heilige Belzerov, the Rabbi Arla Zeich, Tzadik Mikodesh Lebracha, said that the war that we suffered caused a separation between before the war and after the war of 50 deiris. 50 deiris we are removed from our parents and grandparents who lived before the destruction of World War II. Let us look at the houses of our grandparents and great-grandparents, how they lived, with what Kedusha, with what Tara they lived, what they knew and what they didn't know, how much Yedias HaTorah they had, how close they felt to the Rebbeinu Shel'olam, and how far they were from the Yedias of this world, how much they did not know about what was going on in this world. If we would realize what Beis Avosam is, and from there make a Kalvachemer, Ben Benoshel Kalvachemer, when we go back years and years, and then we'll go back to the Beis HaMikdash, which was Beis Avosam, because it was Beis Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, as the Ramban says, that the Beis HaMikdash, the Ramban Sofash, is B'kudei, that the Mishkan was Shavu L'mailas Avosam. Just like the Ovis HaKadoshim lived with the Shechina HaKadosha, so too Klal Yisrael lived with the Shechina HaKadosha, the Mishkan and the Mikdash. So that is why Beis HaMikdash is Beis Avosam. Let us think for a minute. How much would we want that our houses should look like the houses of 100 years ago or 200 years ago? We only answer that it's impossible in today's day and age that it should be that way. But when Mashiach will come, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, do we realize how much we will be able to live on a higher standard, on a higher level? Every single yid that is sitting here would long to attain a higher level. Every single yid would want to live on a higher level of Kedusha. Every single yid would want to know less of what's going on in this world. Now he thinks that it's realistic in today's day and age to live the way he's living. But he would want to live differently. He would want to live in a world where he would be able to live better. Let us know that that is what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. The Beis HaMikdash which we are longing for, which we are waiting for, it means the change of life to live on a higher standard, on a higher level. If the Sfas Emes tells us that a Yochid could attain Ruach HaKodesh by having a longing for Beis HaMikdash, then why don't we understand that every single one of us, when there will be a Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, will attain somewhat of a Darga of Ruach HaKodesh? Somewhat of a Darga of Ruach HaKodesh will attain. Do you know why we'll attain somewhat a Darga of Ruach HaKodesh? Because let us understand what is truly missing in today's day and age, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We daven every day Shemin Esrei, and we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for 12 or 13 bakashas. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for das. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for a refuah. Every single one of us probably stops when he says Refuenu Hashem v'nei rofei, and he asks for a refuah for people that he knows that need a refuah. Baruch aleinu Hashanah azayti asks for panosa, and then he asks for bakashas for binyan Yushalayim and be a Samashiach. And those are the bakashas that go through the 12 or 13 brachas and tzoyis of Shemana Esra. And after a person goes back 3 steps, and he says, Yiratzim ufanecha Hashem elekai, he asks one bakashas from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Shiebona beis hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu, v'sein chalkeinu v'seirasecha v'shom navotcha b'yira. What is this new bakasha that we say after we go back the 3 steps? I saw an explanation that is very close to us that we can understand. Marshal Lameadovadoime, a marshal to somebody that once went to a Tsar who needed a lot of help. And what the Tsar told him, I have to pay you back for something that you did for me. Whatever you will ask, I will do for you. And he said he has a son that's not well and he needs a refuah. He doesn't have panasa, he needs panasa. He listed 8 or 9 things that he needs from the Tsar. The Tsar promised him to do everything. On the way out, after he finished, he runs back and he tells the Tsar, but remember, my son needs a refuah. What does that mean? I asked you, Taki, for 9 bakashas, but remember, the most important one by me is 1 bakasha is the most important. The bakasha and that my son needs a refuah. So too a yid does by Shemana Esrei, not knowingly. I asked for das, I asked for slicha, I asked for because the Rebbeinu Shem should take me out of my problems. Reino vanyenu, take me out of my personal problems. Give me refuah, give me panasa. I asked many bakashas that are major bakashas. But Rebbeinu Shleinim, remember, I only have 1 bakasha that's really important to me. I'm on my way out, I took the 3 steps backwards. I want to remind you that there is one thing I want. Shibana beis hamikdash. That is really the most important thing that I said in all my bakashas. Why is that the most important thing that I said in all my bakashas? Because v'sham navatcha b'yira, because there I will attain yiras shamayim. If anything is missing in our generation, is missing yiras shamayim. Somebody told me over this week that he once spoke to Rav Chaim V'soker Zatzal, the Shivim Beis HaTalmud, with a very big Baal Musa. And Rav Chaim V'soker told him, today's Yungalite are a lot frumer than the Yungalite at home. A lot frumer, there's a lot more frumkeit than there was once upon a time. But Yeshamayim felt. Yeshamayim in Ishto. Yeshamayim is something that is missing. A pachad of an Aveira. A pachad of an Aveira. To know that an Aveira is by me as dangerous as fire is. There's a Mir de Kivot from Rav Tzadik of Lublin. To understand, he brings it from the Rabbanu of Peshischa. To understand the Gemara, to understand the Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk in Chumash says, "An Yecheved and Miriam Vatirena Ameyaldois Asalikim." The Meyaldois, Yecheved and Miriam had Yerushamayim. The Gemara says in Masechet Seita, "Melamed Shetovan LeDvar Aveira V'Loi Nitbu." What does it mean, Shetovan LeDvar Aveira V'Loi Nitbu? Rav Tzadik brings that the Rabbanu asked a very simple question. It should say, Shetavon ledvar avera veloy osu. I ask you to do something and you don't do it. What does it mean? Shetavon ledvar avera veloy nitvu. Zokte Rav Rabbonim from Peshitzche dvarim niflam ad miyet. There is nobody in the world that you will tell him, put your hand into fire, and he will hear what the person is saying, but he'll say, I am not going to do what you're telling me. He does not understand the person's, what the person is asking of him. It's not that he's being asked to do something and he doesn't do it. It's v'loy nitbu'u. I never was asked, because it doesn't go on, it's not doila ladas. I don't even understand what he's talking to me to put my hand into fire. The darga of Yiras Shamayim is v'tirenu ami aldeis es helikim. The darga of Yiras Chet means that I have to be meira of a chet, as if the chet is fire and it burns. And that's what it means, malamit shetavam lidvar aveira v'loy nitbu, not v'loy osu, v'loy nitbu. They never heard what you were talking to me about. A chet cannot be heard, a chet cannot be understood, because it's fire and it burns and I don't hear what you're talking to me. That is what Yiras Chet means. And that's why we need a Beit HaMikdash, because we all understand that we lost that understanding of Yiras Chet. We all know we don't have that understanding of Yiras Chet. And there's simple proof that we don't have understanding of Yiras Chet, because Rav Mendel Shklover, the Talmud of a Goyin again, tells us a davar nifla. Yiras Chet is the exact same gematria as Ruach HaKodesh. Because a person who has Yiras Chet has Ruach HaKodesh. So in other words, the equation is very simple. The Sfasamas tells us that if we would have Tshuka, we would have a Beis HaMikdash. The Yochid would have Tshuka, he would have Ruach HaKodesh. Beis HaMikdash is Yiras Chet, Ruach HaKodesh is Yiras Chet. That's what we need. Yiras Chet. And every one of us knows that we are missing Yiras Chet. So that's why we can, and we should, and we are able to cry that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that we're missing a Beis HaMikdash, because we don't have Yiras Shamayim and Visham, and only there, only when they'll come back a Beis HaMikdash, is Navotcha will I be able to be an Eved Hashem with true Yiras Shamayim, with true Yira and Pachat Rebbeinu Shalom. So that are things that a person has to think about. Why I need a Beis HaMikdash? Why is the Beis HaMikdash part of my life? And what am I missing that I don't have a Beis HaMikdash? Let me ask a very simple question. And maybe it's a question that will make us think. Is there ever in our lives, since we are a Bar Das, till today, that there was a time that we were able to indulge in a pleasure of this world, being any luxury of this world, and we said for a minute, no, there is no Beis HaMikdash today, I have to stop. I can't do this, because I have to have tzar, and I can't indulge in this pleasure, because I have to be maneya myself, because there is a Beis HaMikdash. That is the true test to know how much we are connected to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Bava Basra that after Churban Beis HaMikdash, there were people that were perish from eating basar and from drinking wine, and they were perish from many darkei olam. And they told them that's Gzeira Shein HaTzibah Yochel Lamed Ba, it's something that you cannot live with, so that's why you can't do it. Meaning to say, let us look at this Gemara. Rabbi Isaac Sher learned this Gemara with a Meir de Kahat Soga. What does it say in the Gemara? It says in the Gemara it's the wrong thing. It doesn't say in the Gemara it's the wrong thing. It says that we can't do it because in this world you have to eat and you have to do other things and you cannot live without it. But truly, the Asoga that everything has to stop because there's no Beis HaMikdash is 100% true. So Rabbi Isaac Sher said something that he didn't realize that it said already in B'nai Yisoscha. Something nifla admiyot. I remember still when my father Zecharei Beracha came once back from Monsi and he was up at night with B'nai Yisoscha and he came back in the morning and he told me what kind of spilus he has from this word of the B'nai Yisoscha. Why are we not allowed to be Oisik in Inyone Olam Hazeh on Tisha B'Av? What are the Chemesh Sinuyim on Tisha B'Av? They are not a new Chiyav of Chemesh Sinuyim. It's exactly the Gemara in Baba Basra that says that when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, people stopped eating meat, people stopped eating altogether, people stopped being Oisik and all Tzarechei Olam Hazeh. True, a whole year we can't do it. But on the day of Churban, we do not have a new Isser. The day of Churban brings us to such a degree of Akara of Churban Beis HaMikdash that we live as those Purushim lived, the Gemara says in Bava Vasra, that they stopped being Oisik on all Tzarchei Ha'ilam, because Chorben Beis HaMikdash made them stop. And one day a year, it's Yochel Lamed Ba, so that's why in Tisha B'Av we do it. But that's Benegeya, complete stopping. But the Gemara Bava Vasra tells us that there are things that we have to do. Every time when we have something, we have to stop a darga before. We cannot fulfill our lives completely. That's the Gemara and Bava Basra tells us. The Gemara and Bava Basra tells us, when Negei Kama and Kama and Yonim, that we have to reduce in one point in order to remember Churban HaMikdash. Which means, in other words, a person has to be able to live knowing that I have to stop before I complete my full enjoyment of this world, because I can't enjoy myself fully, because there is no Beis HaMikdash. That kind of machshava, that kind of ashkofa is very far from our lives. Why? Because we don't know the Beis HaMikdash is missing, as we said. But if we will realize, and we will talk about it, and we will sit down and think, how much the Beis HaMikdash is Beis Chayenu? We touched only on points. There are so many points that we can talk about. Karbana, his kapara, his karvus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So many points that the Beis HaMikdash was Beis Chayenu. When you will remember that we are missing Beis Chayenu, we are missing the chiyus of our lives. We are missing the place where we sustained our true life, the life of the neshama, the true life that the yid has to live. And we will feel that the Beis HaMikdash is missing, then we will be able to start thinking what we have to do as a zikaron to the Beis HaMikdash, and then we won't even have to know, and we won't have shailus what is mutter and what is asur, because as the Heilige Rishon said, "Es kommt Beis HaMikdash, es kommt Tisha B'Av, wer will essen?" We are so full of churban, we are so full of chia, that the true hasag of Tisha B'Av is not that we are fasting, we have no thought about food, we have no thought about all the things. The 9 days, when the halachas of the 9 days are a burden, that's because we don't understand what's missing with Churban Beis HaMikdash. The truth is, we have to talk about what the Beis HaMikdash was, we have to talk about being able to understand the pain of not having a Beis HaMikdash. And let us reiterate what we said in the middle. Let us reiterate again what is Negeya in today's life. What is Negeya in today's life of being Noise Ba'oil Im Chaveiroi, because from there we will elevate ourselves to be Noise Ba'oil Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu Churban Beis HaMikdash. To be Noise Ba'oil Im Chaveiroi in our daily lives. To be able to feel another person's pain, to be able to feel another person's simcha. That our lives should not be so self-centered. We should be able to feel pain of people on the other side of the world. We should be able to feel the pain of people in Tsar. We should live that Tsar. We should be mispal for them. And we should be mispal for Achenu B'nai Yisrael that are in Tsara. Because we know that we are living in very trying times. We are all living in times when whoever had a little bit of a machshava knows that the days are showing and telling that we are living in Ikvis in the Mashiach, and things are moving on such fast speed that the Karat be amazing.